Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none who could laugh.
We are all evil, you song foreign lawyer Nevin.
I am not guilty.
I have a case for you today that is going to get you in the feels if you are an animal lover, but hopefully in a good way. Well, maybe not, but I can assure you that no animals were harmed in this episode. This is the murder of Mandy Reynolds. Mandy Rose Reynolds was born August 2, 1996 in North Las Vegas. The family has remained silent regarding Mandy, but friends describe her as compassionate and independent. Mandy was the kind of person whose presence just lingered in the lives of those who knew her. At 26 years old, she lived in San Marcos, Texas, which is a small city nestled between Austin and San Antonio. She wasn't famous or stand out, nor did she seek attention in her life. Her life was quiet, with a deep affection for animals, especially her white Labradoodle Titan, whom followed her everywhere. Both of them were devoted to each other. Friends described Mandy as generous to a fault. She had a soft spot for people who were struggling, and she often extended help, even when it wasn't really asked for. Her family, while not always close-knit, knew her as someone who tried to see the good in others, and that trait would ultimately cost her everything. Among her extended family was a cousin named Derek Joseph Dagenault. Mandy hadn't grown up with Derek, but when he needed a place to stay, she opened her door for him. Derek was on felony probation at the time, with a warrant actually out for his arrest. But Mandy was trusting and kind and allowed him to stay with her for about a month. She likely believed that she was helping him get back on his feet. On April 5th, 2023, the Robinson Fire Department received a call about a brush fire.
Robinson 01, what is your emergency?
Hey, I was calling, I tried calling the fire department to see there's a fire in our subdivision, but it may just be them burning brush because they're building houses, but I wasn't sure. We're in the Harris subdivision in Robinson. They said to call to see if somebody had a burn permit.
Okay. Does it look like it's being attended by anybody?
I can't see anybody over there. It's back by the trees, and we did have lightning, so that's why I wasn't sure too.
Okay, I can get someone headed out that way to check on it.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
At the scene at Heston Circle, they discovered a burned and rather melted plastic container, like a kind of like a Rubbermaid container. There appeared to be human remains, although burned beyond any recognition, inside of it.
12-04.
Good.
I need you to get fire, CID, and 04 out here. This looks like a body that's burning.
The officer was not expecting what he discovered, and the smell obviously was getting to him. To make matters worse, it was raining really hard, which was washing away evidence as each moment passed. And there was a white Labradoodle who would later be identified as Titan, barking incessantly nearby and was kind of circling the area where the container was and generally acting a little bit oddly.
What's up, puppy? Come here.
What's up, doggy?
You sure are hanging around here. Is that your person over there?
Hey, the way that dog's hanging around.
Yeah. It's sitting down in the field.
What's the question? That dog sure is hanging around, which makes me think.
Is there anybody at the station that could bring us the chip checker?
He wasn't aggressive, but he had refused to sort of skedaddle from the area. The dog was, like, not to be controlled. He was acting a little bit wild, and he wouldn't let any of, like, the firefighters or the officers near him to, like, pull him out of the area.
Like at the fire station or over to the PD?
Is the dog trying to be protective or trying to lead us over there? Because it looks like she's trying to lead us over there.
Come here. What I don't want her to do is I don't want her to chance through it.
Right.
But investigators, although suspicious that the dog was guarding its owner, like this unidentified woman in this bucket, they had priorities to get like a canopy up to shield the scene for rain and start their investigation. So the dog was still there the next morning, and a local resident in the area called animal control to have the dog scanned for a microchip, as it didn't look like a stray. And that microchip scan returned the name and address of Mandy Reynolds. So police leave a message for Mandy, expecting not to get an answer back, as they strongly suspect that the woman found was Titan's owner. But Mandy herself, surprisingly, they do get a call back from at least a person saying they are Mandy.
Robinson Police.
Yes, hi, my name's Mandy Reynolds. And I got a message that you guys found my dog.
Oh, perfect. Let me put you on just a brief hold here. Give me one moment and I'll get you with the person that can help you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Detective Ferry.
Hi. I just got a message saying you guys found my dog.
We believe so. what is your dog?
He's a poodle retriever mix.
Poodle retriever mix?
Yeah, he's white.
Okay. Where does the dog belong?
Well, I was on my way to Wichita, Kansas, and I live in San Marcos, and Titan is his name. He just ran off.
He ran off from where?
From Waco.
Were you staying in Waco?
No, I was on my way to Wichita.
Okay, then you made a stop somewhere?
Yeah, at a rest area.
What was your name? I apologize.
My name is Mandy.
And where is the chip registered out of?
The chip would be registered out of Tennessee, I believe. That's why we named him Titan.
Who named him?
That's why we named him Titan, me and my fiance.
Your fiance?
Yep. Do you want me to come get him, or I don't understand. Is he at the pound?
So we just put him at the pound, but we put a hold on him because we were trying to figure out who he belonged to. We didn't want him to come up available for adoption without, you know, not trying to find the owner, right?
Well, the microchip has my info on it. I mean, they've had...
And fiance, what's his last name? Is he there in San Marcos with you?
No, he's not. He's in Wichita. He stayed.
So you were coming back from Wichita, or you were going to Wichita?
We were going to Wichita to drop him off because he wants to see his grandmother. She's sick. So we were on our way. So we're on our way there, and Titan run off. And we looked for him for a couple of hours, and...
How long ago was this that he's been out?
Oh, heck, it's been, I don't know, this would have been around 1 in the morning.
What, last night? About 1 last night?
Yeah, what time did you guys find him?
They ran the chip this morning.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to figure how far this dog went. That's pretty incredible. What, you said you're at a rest stop? Like, was it a gas station?
Yeah, some type of gas station.
Like a truck stop? Kind of describe it to me.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I really couldn't get your average gas station, I guess, in Waco. I know, that's the only really thing I remember is that it was in Waco.
Okay, and what kind of vehicle do you drive in case we got to meet up and get this dog back to you?
What vehicle am I in, or what vehicle was I in?
Yeah, what were you in?
I was in a silver Toyota Camry.
Like a newer one, older one?
Sure. Detective, I hate to cut you off, but, you know, I'm actually at work, and I get that. I want my dog. You know, I'm sorry you guys had to deal with that, but yeah, I'll come get him. What is it? I mean, 100 miles?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out is so your name is Mandy Rose Reynolds.
Sure.
First of all, when asked your name, you don't usually say sure. And this, I don't know, this seems to be escalating rather quickly.
So about 1 o'clock last night, you and were at a rest stop.
Oh,
and...
Jesus Christ. Yes. What? I mean, what is the interrogation about?
No, no, I'm just trying to make sure I understand why
you know the dog... That dog, that's my dog you guys have. Let's get that straight, detective.
Okay, and that's fine. I understand that.
You know, I'll just come to the pound. Goodbye.
That's kind of an odd call anyway you try to cut it. So that obviously escalated rather quickly. So the detective calls this Mandy person back about an hour later to try and figure out, like, what the deal is with this strange, rather... Karen-y turn things have taken.
Mandy?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Detective Perry. I think we got off on the wrong foot. So the reason I'm asking some questions, I'm just going to be upfront with you, okay? We found your dog in a field, okay? In the field was a crime scene of a deceased person. And I didn't want to give you all the details because that's kind of sensitive. Right. But that is why I was asking some questions to verify how the dog got there, what's going on. And so I think it's just fair for me to let you know that information to understand why I'm asking certain questions. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I do apologize. I should have probably told you that easier, but some things you just don't want to disclose to somebody because they might have trauma from the past as well.
Well, sure, and I've just been stressing about Titan, and, you know, we paid a lot of money for him, and, I mean, geez, that field, I just wonder how long he was outside, you know?
So, and now you understand while I was asking questions, I'm just trying to get a timeline of maybe how long even the pup was out.
So, I'm sorry, sir, I'm just, oh, wow.
That's okay.
I can't even imagine what he went through, and then now there's a deceased person. Like, oh my God.
So, was this last night that Titan ran away?
Yeah, it was just last night.
So, or I guess I should say this morning, you said?
Yeah, it's been about, I don't know, midnight, one.
Midnight, one.
I don't, honestly, sir, I don't know. It's something like that.
Okay. This number comes back to a different name. Do you, are you on somebody's phone plan?
No, yes.
Okay. Whose phone plan are you on?
This would be my fiance's grandfather.
Okay, what's his name?
My fiance's grandfather's?
Yes, I just wanted to verify. That way I can close that name off.
I'm going to be frank with you, sir. You know, I'm sorry that this happened, but I cannot waste my whole day speaking to you. You know, I'll come get Titan, and, you guys can cross me off your list. I'm sorry that is so unfortunate. But I'm not going to be interrogated when my puppy ran off.
No, no, no. I'm just trying to verify, like I said, some information. I'm just...
No, sir. No, sir. You're being very pushy, for one. For two, you're treating me like a criminal, okay?
No,
I
don't do that. I'm really not. I'm just trying to figure out how long the pup was there. That could determine... if the puppy messed with the body.
If the puppy messed with the body?
I mean, yeah, dogs are
natural
scavengers.
You think my little Titan would go... Oh, my detective, with all due respect, do not call me back.
Well, Titan is on a police hold. You're not going to be able to get him out.
Titan is on a police hold?
That is correct.
Well, then I will have my attorney call you.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Okay, so that person is clearly hiding something, and doesn't really sound like a Mandy. I mean, I didn't really want to say anything because, you know, but Mandy might have a deeper voice than the average woman, but I'm just not really getting Mandy vibes from that voice. So the police made their way to Mandy's apartment, only to find that it was empty. Like, of all her belongings, everything was gone. Her car was also missing. So that is adding to their suspicions about the body that they've found and this call that they've had with this Mandy. Using license plate tracking and surveillance footage, they are able to sort of piece together a bit of a puzzle. Dental records confirm that the body in this plastic barrel is in fact Mandy Rose Reynolds, and that she had suffered a gunshot wound to the head before being placed in the barrel and then set ablaze. So then who was this person on the phone? Well, at the scene was a spent shell casing from a handgun, which was their only really physical piece of evidence that they found in a very chaotic scene. Mandy's black Honda Accord was spotted on April 8th in Wichita, Kansas, and the Wichita police tried to pull the driver over, but the driver took off at a rather high speed, reaching a peak of about 100 miles per hour.
Suspect vehicle involved at 01, possible 01 suspect in the vehicle. Keep that in mind.
I don't know where he's at now.
He's running away. Get a perimeter. He's running where he goes.
Is that him out there weaving through traffic still?
He's approaching Tyler.
Okay. Go.
No.
That's Luke. That was me and
right now. Right now, white shirt.
Lock the Dillons down.
And the chase ended when the driver crashed into another vehicle and then tried to flee on foot, which he made it into this grocery store. More chaos obviously ensued, and he had jumped into a shelf and then tried to hide behind some canned goods.
Come out! Hey, my man, get your family out of here. You're fine. Hey! Come here! Come here!
We have people in the store. We have it. Well, it's at 283. We're in the store. Let's get a bunker in here.
Oh, baby's over there. I hear something yelling.
I have a five.
Let's cross my Come out! Yeah! Yeah!
Shut! You make any movement, you will be killed.
I got hands.
Crawl out. Crawl out towards the sound of our voice. Somebody get less lethal.
Somebody got to back off one direction or the other.
Less lethal.
Go ahead. Crawl out toward us. You're going to have to move all with me. Ready?
Yep.
Let's pull them out.
283, clear there. One in custody. We need to go with cameras. Make sure you didn't toss anything. Let's get EMS inside for the suspect. Aisle 5 might be withdrawn. Or ODN, sorry. Hey, brother, what'd you take?
What'd you take? Hey, did you take something? Pills?
All right, he might have taken something.
All right, so we get him outside.
Yeah, we gotta go that way.
Someone stay here, man.
Yeah.
The car, too. The car.
Hey, can I get one of you guys to stay here so we can just down our...
Yes.
Thank you.
A lighter fell out of his pocket. Look fine. Just making sure there's nothing else.
And you just, if you just leave it all past, I'm going to throw
it up. I think she wants to leave the little.
Well, he wasn't really hiding. He was more like laying on a shelf, hoping to look like canned goods, I guess. So he was quickly arrested. And the man was Mandy's cousin, Derek Joseph Dagenault, who was also super high on something at the time. And by the time that they dragged him out of this shelving thing, he was barely conscious. But after some fresh air, he seemed to kind of perk up a bit. Now, inside Mandy's Honda, the police found a handgun that matched the shell casing that was discovered at the scene where Mandy's body had been burned, making for a connection between Derek and then Mandy's murder. Investigators quickly uncovered some surveillance footage from a Walmart in Texas showing Derek purchasing this large blue plastic storage container, a shovel, and a gas can, items that were, of course, used in the disposal of Mandy's body. And then there was another video that showed him driving Mandy's car with Titan's head poking out of the window like they do. They like to get their fresh air. Forensic analysis confirmed that a shell casing found in this burned container matched that. It was a .380 handgun recovered from Mandy's car. So the evidence against him was a bit overwhelming, pointing directly to Derek. And he had made, of course, these purchases 2 days before her body was burned. So the gun, the shell casing, the surveillance footage, and then, of course, Titan's microchip all pointed to Derek, that he had murdered his cousin, tried to destroy the evidence, and had fled across state lines. So Derek was extradited to Texas and then charged with murder. The McLennan County District Attorney's Office led the prosecution in the case, and then the Assistant District Attorneys Ryan Calvert and Alyssa Killen presented the case to the jury. And the trial began in early of November 2024. The prosecution's case alleged that on April 4th, 2023, inside Mandy's apartment, Derek had shot her in the head with a .38 caliber handgun, one that belonged to Mandy's grandmother. There was no known argument, no warning of that this was going to happen. The act was sudden and brutal. So after killing Mandy, Derek placed her body in this large blue plastic storage container, loaded her into the back of her own Honda Accord, and then drove north, leaving San Marcos behind, and drove to Robinson, Texas, which is a small town near Waco. And there in this remote field, he poured gasoline over the container and then set it on fire. But he wasn't alone at the time. Titan, Mandy's loyal companion, had been with her in life, and then now he remained with her in death. So as the flames consumed this container, Titan had barked and howled and refused to leave the scene. And then he had stayed even after the fire had been extinguished, and even after Mandy's body had been removed by the authorities. He waited, loyal and, of course, grieving.
The love of a dog is key to unlocking a mystery.
The body of Mandy Rose Reynolds from San Marcos was found burning in a field in Robinson, just south of Waco, in April of last year. An officer discovered a white dog at the scene that was barking frantically and refusing to leave the area.
KVU's Isabella Basco explains how that dog helped law enforcement with their investigation.
Active and generous, that's how Ron Hardy remembers his stepdaughter, 26-year-old Mandy Rose Reynolds.
She's always wanting to, eager, I guess I'd say, to help others. Very outgoing. She didn't like staying in one place at any one place for very long.
Moving to San Marcos to be with her best friend, Reynolds also shared her generous spirit with her dog, a mini Labradoodle named Titan.
She spoiled that dog bad. He's talking about it, you know, loved and spoiled puppy. He was definitely that.
That inseparable relationship put on display in April of last year when Robinson police discovered a dead body burned beyond recognition, and a white dog standing by, barking frantically and refusing to leave the area of the body.
So they put an emphasis on Derek's calculated actions in the surveillance footage, but also on Titan's loyalty and his refusal to leave his owner, which of course pulled hard on the heartstrings of the jury. Now, the defense offered very little in way of any kind of rebuttal, so it didn't take long for the jury, it was about 30 minutes in fact, to convict Derek, who was 29 at the time. There was some drama in the courtroom during the sentencing phase of his trial. It was learned that Derek had this criminal past, including multiple felony convictions. There was 9 of them in all, dating back to when he was 15. He had served some time in Kansas for some violent offenses, including when he shot someone when he was still a juvenile. So to say that there were tensions between the Reynolds and the Dagenaults would be an understatement. At one point, Derek yelled at Mandy's brother and had to be then escorted out of the courtroom. And then an actual physical fight broke out between members of the two families when Derek's brother-in-law tried to punch someone in Mandy's family. On November 12, 2024, Derek was sentenced to life in prison with no parole.
When closing arguments finished, the jury heard testimonies from Reynolds' mother and victim impact statements from her stepfather and brother. During Reynolds' brother's statement, Dagno kept interrupting his time and even accused him of a crime and was talking back to the judge. After he was taken into custody, families from both sides began fighting. Despite the explosive ending, Reynolds' prosecutors say they are happy with the verdict. During the punishment phase, the jury learned that Dagno had 9 previous felony convictions since he was 15, so they are relieved that he will be off the streets for a long time.
Mandy had lived a life of kindness and compassion. Her death was completely senseless, but her story, especially the loyalty of Titan, became like a testament to unconditional love. Titan was later adopted by a family who understood his story and then promised to give him the love and the safety that he deserved, and I hope that he's doing really well. His microchip that he had, which of course is meant to help reunite lost pets with their owners, it actually became the key to solving her murder, and it's kind of a good reminder for all of us to microchip our pets if you haven't done that already. Now, Derek was, as I mentioned, on felony probation with an active warrant, and his ability to cross state lines and commit murder kind of brought up some questions about the effectiveness of monitoring people on probation and this interstate law enforcement coordination. Questions for which there doesn't appear to have been any answers even suggested for. And that was the murder of Mandy Rose Reynolds and the loyalty and love of Titan, the Labradoodle. And I'm going to be back again next week with another terrible, awful case. In the meantime, if you want to do your rates and reviews, if you want to subscribe, follow, you can email me at amillionotherchoices@outlook.com. There's a Buy Me a Coffee account. I do have exclusive and Patreon accounts that you can join. The Patreon one, The Patreon account allows you to watch the videos. They come out a little bit early, and they are ad-free as well. And I think it's about $3 a month in US to do that. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Just a reminder that you can skip the ads by signing up on Patreon to A Million Other Choices. If you or someone you love has been a victim of violent crime, please use your online directory to access victim services available in all provinces, territories, and states. You can find specialized services for children, Aboriginal people, and survivors of domestic violence. Some provinces have injury compensation or financial assistance programs. If you are in immediate danger, call 911. Or if you are thinking of suicide, please call or text 988.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.